Thomas Berryman was finishing a late meal in Le Passy, one of the Middle South's most expensive and best restaurants. The dining room was extremely quiet, as it was past 10. The old wooden floors creaked softly under the footsteps of a few mincing waiters. The 3rd of July had been a long, busy day for Berryman. He was having trouble clearing his mind of work details. The perfectionist in him was working overtime to look over the country gentleman. The day had begun at 8 a.m., with Berryman following Bert Poole. Poole had walked to Horn campaign headquarters once again. Then he'd taken a city bus out to the big farmer's market. Berryman had been certain Poole was carrying the bulky 44 in his jacket. He'd walked around like Napoleon all morning long. In the early afternoon, Poole had gone home. Jimmy Horn had taken a short flight to Memphis, and Berryman had decided to switch rent-a-cars. He changed cars on the off chance that he and the Black Galaxy had been tied together. He later changed hotels for the same reason. The new car was a blue 1974 Dart. It struck Berryman as a typical salesman's car. The new hotel was the Holiday Inn on West End Avenue near Vanderbilt. Berryman had registered under the name Foster Benton with the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Atlanta. He'd registered through July 6th. Now Berryman savored the first sips of a cup of steaming coffee brewed with chicory. He was thinking about his powers of concentration. Looking into the swirling coffee, he reminded himself that because he concentrated so well, he had a unique advantage over his opponents. He controlled the moment. They didn't. Yes, he actually did control the moment. Then Thomas Berryman was off calculating sums of money. What was the amount he would have after Tennessee? Something above $220,000, he quickly figured. Tax-free cash, a tidy bankroll for Mexico. As he sat over the coffee, he noticed his hand in the light from the table candle. His hand was shaking. A slight, steady, machine-like tremor made more obvious by the cup. Berryman couldn't take his eyes off his hand. Strong, dark fingers forced in and around the delicate Wedgwood handle. Piano player fingers, Una Quinn had called them, trembling now. A slight smile formed on Thomas Berryman's lips. "Punk," he muttered. "You punk."